probiotic. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free here. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we've talked about the racists that are invading a North Dakota town, all three of them. And we've discussed the Prussian Blue, which are the young ladies who previously had been racist, but then finally found that that was a bunch of nonsense, and they've turned their lives around. I gave you an update on them earlier in the show tonight. Still to come here this evening, Daryl is going to tell us about a prison story that's actually good news. And then, Mark, if we get a chance, we'll talk about some high school cheerleaders that have been cracked down upon at a local fundraising car wash.
That's right.
So you can bring up anything that you want. We've also talked about violence, the people that agitate for it within the liberty movement, and the problem that I personally have with them, and I think the two of you share similar issues with that particular wing of this movement. So you can comment on any of that stuff and more. Let's go to the phones. The Pro XPN toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE. We've got Jay on the line from Massachusetts. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know what I'm up to today.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
If people want to Google Al Griffin at Agawam, Massachusetts, he got himself in a little trouble with the feds 4 or 5 years ago. I actually created a free energy machine, went to patent it. A couple days later, he got raided, door kicked in, full SWAT team, they took everything.
Wow.
And anyways, he can't talk about it.
Now, you always hear these stories. Hang on, Jay, I want to get you to the rest of your story here in a moment, but you always hear these stories, but it's always from somebody who knows somebody who it happened to. You know this guy?
I know this guy. Okay, I met up. I heard about him 5 years ago when this all happened. But there was a little chatter about it on the internet, and we couldn't find him. And the other day, my friend Dave Propaz called me Thursday and said, "Hey, remember the guy that did the free energy machine? Well, he's got dairy goats, and he's milking them, him and his wife.
I was going to say that, because that's what I got when I Googled here. Does this free energy machine have anything to do with goats?
Well, not really, but the goats have to do with the problem that goats have to do with the free energy machine, we think. So anyways, ever since he got raided, the town's been after him about his goats in his backyard. His wife has... I might not be saying it right, but it's a condition called colitis. I don't really know what that is. And the recommendation was to drink raw goat's milk.
Okay.
Well, the wife can live a pretty normal life drinking raw goat's milk.
Hmm.
So these guys got 15 beautiful milking goats. And, you know, they're only milking about 5 at a time. And that's about what it takes to 15 goats, I guess, to keep your family in. Goats, a good amount of goat's milk year-round,
right,
which this woman needs to drink a lot of it, and I don't know a lot about that part, but that's what they tell me. So anyways, their property is half agriculture and half residential, and the people calling themselves the town of Agawam claim because, and this is right in their own paperwork, and I couldn't believe it when I read it the other night, well, bureaucrats will do anything, because the goats, the back half of the property is agriculture zoned, and the front part of the property by the road is R2 residential, whatever that means. The goats, in order to leave the property, would have to be brought across Mr. Griffin's residential property, and you cannot have goats on residential property in the corporation calling itself Agawam.
Hmm.
And this is exactly what their paperwork says. And
so did someone allege that they had brought their goats in their front yard, and that's why the city's coming after them?
No, the city's coming after them because their neighbor is a busybody bureaucrat who used to work in housing court. The brother works for the city DPW. The other one of the ex-husbands is some kind of local politician.
Oh, boy.
And that's what these people tell me. I haven't confirmed that for myself. But anyways, they were ordered to remove their goats and they were told that their goats weren't removed by today, that they were going to come and they were going to euthanize the goats on the spot.
Well, euthanize them for what? The potential of walking across some property at some point?
And this is what was in the order. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So I just met these legates. So anyways, I got their goats. I brought them over to my place. Back, me and Dave Kopaz, and we all showed up at his house at 6:30 in the morning, kind of like similar when you guys came to my house a couple years back. Dave Kopaz made a Facebook thing Saturday night, I think, or Friday night. About 15 people showed up.
Not bad.
And not bad, and the only one I knew was Dave Kopaz. These are all people who are in the Liberty Movement. Some of them heard of you guys. Some of them heard of other guys in the Liberty Movement. And they're all people that I've never met before.
And they all came out to help move the goats?
They all came out. We were waiting for the cops to show up, and we were gonna cop block them. And we took some video and stuff, and a few cruisers drove by, but nobody showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured they were going to do what they did to me. And as you guys know, 3 months later, they basically walked in my door at, 7 o'clock in the morning when I didn't have the protection of the fellow Free Staters.
Right.
Because they're in New Hampshire and they're too far away from where I am.
Right.
So, Jay, do you have any updates on the lawsuit that Al Griffin filed against the town of Agawam, where he was seeking $2 million for violations of civil rights and discrimination?
Yep, I can tell you all about it. Al and his wife wrote this whole federal rate thing totally ruined him years ago. This guy put his life's work and energy and everything into making this free energy thing. And they ruined him. They took it all from him. And so this guy, like, literally lives, paycheck to paycheck. And they did the federal lawsuit, and it was handwritten, and they couldn't find a lawyer anywhere to help with the lawsuit. But the judge gave them, 35 days to redo the lawsuit because it didn't say in the lawsuit what rights were being violated. So actually, myself and a few other people are going to redo this lawsuit again with these guys. But we're going to actually start at a state level and work ourselves up through the federal level. If it doesn't work, we're going to do a little different strategy here on getting this order reversed. But and then a lot of people, if you go on the Facebook page, it's called something goat-taking party or okay. Anti-goat-taking party on Facebook. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. But a lot of people got on there.
Well, wait, hold on a second. So, just to clarify something, Jay, you have all of the goats, or did some other people take some of the goats? Where are the goats right now?
Okay, all the goats are at an undisclosed location.
Okay.
5 of their best milking goats are within easy traveling distance for Al and Suzanne Griffin, who Suzanne really needs some milk. And they found a neighbor who doesn't want, basically to be known. I don't even know who she is.
Yep.
And then I got their other 10 goats, which 3 of them, we actually just got done milking them by hand like an hour ago, which is actually pretty easy. It's not really that bad once you learn the technique. And then they got 7 other goats who are just dry. And these people are in their early 60s, and they were it was like taking their children away.
No doubt.
They're crying and everything.
Yeah.
Taking their life's blood away in the case of the woman who needs to have the goat's milk, and I imagine having fresh goat's milk is better than wherever the hell you get goat's milk otherwise. It'd probably be pretty difficult.
So having just read most of an article from MassLive.com talking about this $2 million lawsuit that was filed, it seems as though the town officials are wanting to take the goats because they know that the goats had to have been in the front yard in order to get to the backyard.
Ridiculous. Jay, keep us in the loop on this, will you, as this develops?
All right, and I'll see you guys this weekend.
Oh, you're coming to Keenvention. Right on. Look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay. We'll see you then.
All right,
Keenvention, thanks. Of course, keenvention.info if you want to learn more about that. We're coming back with your calls about what's on your mind. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. And I did call it the SACL CAI toll free line when I should be calling it the Pro XPN toll free line. You guys got to catch me on that. You missed me on that one. So Pro XPN toll free line, although SACL still is a big supporter of the show.
You can join us on the air. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You get to create the content right on the front page. Everything on that front page is there because of listeners like you taking the time to go and submit something to it and then vote up the stuff they like and vote down what they don't. Or you can just be positive and vote up only what you like over at freetalklive.com.
Freedomsphoenix.com is a news aggregation site, and there's no shortage of those. But
so is our site.
So, right, Free Talk Live is too.
But theirs has an editor.
It does, and I think they've got just a lot more content that goes through there. That may be good, that may be bad, depending on how you want your news aggregated, frankly. But I do look for my news articles on freetalklive.com and freedomsphoenix.com. I find this to be sort of a, you know, if not comprehensive, darn close to comprehensive way to find the liberty-oriented news that's out there. You can go there and sign up, like I have, at freedomsphoenix.com and get their daily dispatch. And then you can, you know, peruse through these news stories that come out, whether they're on the economy or technology, police state kind of things, the politicians taking your freedoms away, or whatever it might be. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We'll go to Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi there. Hi. I called in about the same time as Jay.
Yeah.
And I was talking about something completely different, but he seems like such a good man. Like, he's not only trying to save the lives of the animals, but, like, the trauma that it would cause his senior citizens, neighbors of his, you know? And I'm
Jay
so glad.
Jay is a hero of mine. I think he's not only is he a really nice guy, but he's also a really dedicated liberty activist who put his entire house on the line for his beliefs, and I got a lot of respect for Jay, and I'm excited to know that he'll be attending Keenvention this weekend. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know what? He can get. All right. So I was calling about us spying on other people, which is.
I am not spying on other people. I don't know about you, Helen.
You.
Who have you been spying on?
You can't talk to him, Helen.
The government.
Oh, those
Barack
people.
Obama. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the goats are a more urgent matter, and since you're having this meeting thing here, which I'm not going to be attending, but
that's too bad.
There are so many humane organizations, like we have here in Watkins Glen, the Farm Sanctuary, and all these like really wealthy celebrities, like from Hollywood stuff, they give all this money. We have Farm Sanctuary, the Humane Society. If people heard about what he's trying to do. And what is this, euthanize the goats on the spot just because they're crossing the road or something?
Well, because they had to have crossed across residential property in order to get onto agricultural property. That's the claim.
Oh.
Is that not that they're actually...
violation.
Death penalty.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because the road doesn't touch the part of the property that is zoned for agriculture, so they had to have walked... onto or through the residential.
Had they teleported the goats, it'd have been all right.
Maybe they airlifted the goat.
That's true.
Right.
Helicopter drop.
Only goats could fly, like pigs can fly. You know, they could fly. No problem. You know. But
thanks,
anyhow,
Helen.
If you want to touch on it, are you still there?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. If you want to touch on it, like, what do you think about us being accused and the White House is not even denying it, that they've been spying on, like, Miracle, you're like, all of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised by it.
Well, I'm kind of indignant because these foreign government officials that are now realizing that they themselves have been spied on showed no indignation for their citizens being spied on, which they knew already.
Mm.
So it's when, whoa, we're supposed to be on the same team here. You're not supposed to be spying on us. You can spy on our peeps, our livestock here, but you can't spy on us. And that's what they're upset about.
They came up with a statistic saying you have spied on like 30,000 Spanish citizens. Like that just came out today. And there is a group of people from the European Union who are coming here to talk with the White House and saying, you got to cut this stuff out, you know. So,
Helen, thanks for your call tonight.
Mad Magazine, Spy versus Spy. It's kind of funny.
I love Spy versus Spy growing up. Thank you for the call, Helen. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
One thing that's interesting about the government spying on Chancellor Merkel from Germany, Jay Carney made some sort of
the White House spokesman?
I just find it hilarious that the official spokesman for the White House is named Carney. So Carney comes out and says, "We are not and we will not spy on, you know, government officials of other countries."
Yeah.
John Stewart broke it down and said, "Wait a second. You're missing a tense here."
Yeah.
What about has not?
Or have not, yeah.
You know, yeah, so it's one of those things. So
very perceptive on his part.
Sorry, we were, but we're not anymore.
Right. You can believe us now. We would have lied to you before, but now we're telling the truth.
Now we're going to turn over our spying on those countries to some other country that we can exchange information with.
No, we'll just outsource it to some company like Blackwater, and then we're not doing it anymore.
Right.
We've outsourced it, but we're not.
Corporations that are owned wholly by the CIA or the NSA will be doing the spying, but not the CIA or the NSA.
All right, let's continue here. Nathan is on the line on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, I wanted to say you're not alone, Ian. Every time you say the call-in line number, I thought, isn't that supposed to be the SACL CAI call-in line?
Hey, that's branding for maybe, you.
I thought maybe I was going crazy, or maybe there was some like April Fool's joke or something yesterday, because Mark kept on saying the Pro XPN, and I kept thinking, what's going on?
Nope. Things change, Nathan. That's the only constant. Yep.
But branding works.
That much is true. If you
I wanted to bring up the Cantwell thing and kind of play devil's advocate a little bit. Not so much for Cantwell, but you for your statement where you were saying you'd like to sort of speak out and isolate yourself from Cantwell. So,
well, no, I like Chris Cantwell personally, and that gets me into some hot water with some of the activists around here, because I don't personally ostracize Cantwell.
Yeah, but believe it or not, Free Talk Live's middle of the road on this issue.
But I do speak out against what he says in that in that issue.
I was wondering, it seems like it might be futile to do that in a sense, because, you know, it's interesting Mark brought up this, you know, the media and people looking at news aggregation websites. Because it seems to me like people generally go along with whatever the mainstream media says. I don't like to use the word sheeple exactly, but I kind of get that impression sometimes. You know, there's been like, you know, after, was it Ruby Ridge or whatever, that guy got shot in the mountains or whatever. You know,
Randy Weaver's wife.
Yeah. So it seems like even if you go to the links of sort of separating yourself from Cantwell, can't the media just sort of step all over that anyway?
I just don't think his stuff isn't even a good idea, though. I mean, it's not like I'm isolating myself for any reason other than I just don't think he has good ideas.
Stand by, Nathan. I'm not real quite sure what you're asking, and I'd like you to rephrase it when we come back. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can ring up anything you want here. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Actually, it was the SACL CAI toll free line. Now
it's the Pro XPN.
Pro XPN toll free line. And you can also join us on Skype, which you can connect to by using username lrn.fm. So, blockchain.info is a destination for you if you're ready to start on the path towards bitcoins. Because in order to have bitcoins, you have to have a wallet in order to store those bitcoins.
And many people have gotten wallets from blockchain.info.
Half a million.
Almost 500,000.
They passed. They did. 500,000 today.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. I heard they gave away 10 bitcoins to the 500,000th wallet.
Which is a grand.
That's over a grand.
Well, yeah.
And what's it, like, almost $200?
That's almost $2,000.
It's almost $2,000.
I'm sorry. My math was just wrong.
Bitcoins are an amazing technology. It's a decentralized currency that is not issued by a government or a corporation. It's an open source project. We had our Bitcoin meetup here in Keene this weekend, and there was a guy there that was relatively new to Bitcoins, and he had some good questions, you know, like, well, how do I know that this, whoever the founder of Bitcoins is, Satoshi Nakamoto, this, you know, unknown individual who released Bitcoins to the world back in 2009, how am I to know that, you know, there's not some sort of backdoor in the code where he can just flip a switch and then all of a sudden all the world's Bitcoins are his or something like that?
All your Bitcoin belong to me.
Well, it's a good question, right? Because I don't know code. I mean, I don't know anything. I mean, I took a programming class in high school, but
that ain't going
to
do it.
Yeah. It's open source. That's the answer to the question. And what open source means is that the source code of the program itself is available to anyone who would like to audit it. It is being edited by multiple people around the world. And the thing I couldn't answer for, because I've never done open source programming before, is how that exactly works. I mean, obviously, you can't just boot up your computer, log in, and change the Bitcoin software on your own. There's some sort of process of review
that goes on. There's a group of people that is, they're coalescing on this one.
The devs.
The developers. So I don't know how you get to become a developer, but it is open source in that anybody can see the code at any time. So people that know how to audit software could easily go in there and say, oh, yeah, there's a backdoor in this. This isn't trustworthy, but there's nothing like that because it's open source and it's been audited multiple times because people had that question. They wanted to know whether this was solid software or if it was a scam. And it's solid. And I trust the geeks. I can't verify it personally because I don't know the code, but I know enough geeks that I trust that can do that stuff.
There are a lot of people that know a lot more about computers that have gone on before me in the area of bitcoins.
Yeah.
And you got to trust somebody sometime.
So go to blockchain.info to get your free Bitcoin wallet. You can get it on your iPhone, your Android, or just use your laptop or desktop computer to access it. It makes sending and receiving Bitcoin so easy. And when you want to learn more about Bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.com. They're a great site with some good info. Let's go back to Nathan. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Nathan, you had made a statement that I found kind of confusing, and we didn't have enough time to really hash it out. Can you recap for me?
Oh, right. So my premise that I started with was that even though we live in an information age, people generally still like to sort of go along with what the mainstream media says. Do you think that's a fair statement?
It depends on who you're talking about. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people that do not trust the mainstream media. So I don't know.
I think he's saying the average person.
I don't know what the average person thinks. So I know I will not go on board with that statement.
I'll go ahead and say that the general consensus is generally wrong.
I'm sorry, come again?
I'll go ahead and go with that. I'll say the general consensus is generally wrong.
So what I'm getting at is even if you separate yourself in, your public statements and so on from Chris Cantwell, does that really matter when the mainstream media could just lump you together? Like if they,
they try to do that anyway.
Yeah, I expect that the mainstream media is going to do that. I also expect the government people will be doing that as well. Like, the whole sovereign citizen police reports that the FBI is putting out saying, beware of sovereign citizens, these people that talk about rights and the Constitution.
Even the Bearcat application that was put out by the Concord PD that said sovereign citizens, free staters, and Occupy New Hampshire.
In the same sentence with a reason.
Were, the primary threats to, domestic terrorism New Hampshire.
They would love to paint us as violent. So that's exactly the reason why I need to speak out about it and speak out against the idea of violence as a solution. So it is crystal clear that not everybody in the Liberty Movement thinks that, and that I certainly don't think that, nor would I advocate it, nor do I think it is productive. I think it's counterproductive and will actually result in more state.
That makes sense. I guess I was just thinking about, so many social movements over the last 100 years or so. The government can just kind of send an agent provocateur in.
They sure can. And a lot of people thought Chris Cantwell.
We need to clean this up in the name of security.
And that's really the important thing about the what you're saying as far as the agent provocateur is that when the social pressure is so high in our little corner of the Liberty Movement that violence is not acceptable, that agent provocateur isn't going to have any luck.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Nathan, for the call tonight.
Speaking of agents provocateur, most of the FBI terrorism plots that have been foiled over the last 10 years, eventually they've been traced back to they were set up by the FBI.
Yeah, they were encouraged, funded, etc. by the FBI, all those supposed terrorisms. But agents provocateur is also something I expect. So I expect the government people to try to position us as being violent. I expect the media to glom on to that and propagate that. And I expect agents provocateur to come around and actually try to foment violence with their words.
They may very well have already done that.
They may very well have. There are a lot of people, there were a lot of people who thought Chris Cantwell was an agent provocateur when he first started coming around. And I believe some people still think that he's an agent provocateur. I don't personally believe that. I think Chris is just an angry libertarian, and he's no less angry than any other angry libertarian. It's just that he's decided to brand himself
as the
spokesman for angry libertarians. And so therefore, and he's also an a-hole, and that's his own description. I wouldn't have called him that if he hadn't called himself that.
Well, what is it? Anarchist, atheist, a-hole.
That's the header on his website. And so he's not only the advocate for violence, but also somebody who just attempts to just offend people. Like, he'll put the most offensive jokes and statements up on his Facebook page and then say, free speech, which, you know, speech can be upsetting to people.
Now, let me sort of explain how free speech works, because it seems that there are some people that don't understand how free speech works. You get to say whatever crazy thing you want to say.
Yes.
I get to make an opinion about whatever crazy thing you said, and then I'm allowed to express my opinion about the crazy things you said. You aren't immune from criticism because of free speech.
One other factor, though, Daryl, free speech only really applies in public property, in public venues. If you're on private property, you don't really have free speech.
Right.
Because if I, as the provider of this radio program, want to turn your microphone off, it's my purview to be able to do that. This is private property.
Yes.
Now, we do allow people to call in and talk about anything, but that doesn't include saying the word F over and over again, or even once. You can't say the F word, you can't say the S word. There are certain things you can't say here because we have to protect our radio station's licenses. So free speech is only a concept about being in public and saying things in public places. And I think that's another important factor, because a lot of people think, oh, you're banning my free speech. So this is supposed to be Free Talk Live.
Right.
Well, no, you can talk about anything on our show, because that's our rule that allows for that. Other shows have different rules where they're more restrictive.
No one is obligated to provide anyone a platform which to speak.
If there is such thing as free speech, you know, everywhere, anytime, then I should be able to come to your bedroom window and yodel as loudly as I'd like at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Good. That's when I wake up for work.
All right, we'll come back
service
with more here in moments at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control in the remaining.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce, Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. Brought to you by ProXPN. That toll free number. 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can shop with us. Get your shopping taken care of. Get all the stuff that you might need or want through Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links right there on that page. You can go to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon US, and shop and get the things you're looking for. By the way, Daryl, you pointed this out to me this last week. Apparently, Amazon has upped their free Super Saver shipping minimum.
Yes, to a minimum of $35.
I think that's an indicator that inflation is occurring. They just couldn't hold it down at that level for any longer. And they did keep it down there for a long time at $25. So you got to give them credit for that. So they're increasing that. I imagine they're also wanting to promote their Amazon Prime as well to some extent.
Yes.
And that'll probably help them promote that.
And if people sign up for Amazon Prime going through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live makes money on that.
Do we? That's good to know. I wasn't aware of that.
You make money for Prime sign-up.
I know we make a cut on just about everything. I mean, if something is sold through Amazon, if you go through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will be given a cut of the sale. And that's because Amazon's really cool like that. So we appreciate it. Everybody that shops through shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's get back to the news stories here that we've been teasing all night. There is one, Daryl, that you have to share with us. It's actually some good news about prisons in Florida,
yes,
where Mark has some experience living.
Yes. So this story I got from Ballot Access News because it's related to a minor political party. The Socialist Workers Party, which is the only political party in the U.S. to put out a weekly newspaper, they were informed last month, or possibly earlier this month, that the Florida Department of Corrections was not allowing their newspaper to go to subscribers in the prisons in Florida because the newspaper ran a story about the hunger strikes in California prisons. Well, there's good news. That decision has been overturned. And I actually have a story from The Militant about their victory.
That's the name of the paper.
Yes.
Again, like our earlier story, I don't agree with the opinions of these people, but they should have the right to express them and have prisoners sign up for their paper.
An October 12th mailing from The Militant to groups and individuals who had backed the paper's fight. They wrote, We have won an important victory that put wind in the sails of the fight to push back censorship moves by prison authorities to deny prisoners the right to read the news they want. On October 11th, Benjamin Stevenson, the Florida ACLU attorney representing the militant, got the news from LaDonna Flankenstein, Assistant General Counsel for the Florida Department of Corrections. Previously, prison authorities had informed Stevenson that they had decided in an October 1st meeting to uphold the September 5th decision to impound an issue of the paper reporting on initiation of a hunger strike in California prisons. The Literature Review Committee, did you even know that there was such a thing?
I did not.
Apparently, the Literature Review Committee met.
I know that you can't have the anarchist cookbook in Florida prisons, or at least the one I was at.
Wow. That's because the Literature Review Committee made that decision. So they met and held a rehearing of the appeal regarding the decision to impound an issue of the militant. And Fleckenstein wrote, the Literature Review Committee decided to overturn the previous decision. The issue of the militant will be allowed in.
Now, wait, they were sued, though. And this was about a suit brought by the ACLU, right?
Yes.
When did they reconsider? Was it after the suit was brought?
Oh, we've changed our mind!
That's what it seems like.
Okay. I'm not even sure if there was actually a suit.
They just threatened.
Or if there was just the threat of a suit.
This news isn't surprising to me. And the reason why is we know a guy named Lance who actually moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He was hoping to be able to be a kind of a liberty attorney, but nobody has any money to hire attorneys around here, so he ended up having to get other work as an attorney. Yes, he ended up working for Prison Legal News. And basically what Prison Legal News does is they send out copies of their newspaper to prisoners that have, you know, shown an interest in receiving it in various different places. You can also subscribe someone to a copy of this. And it's a great newspaper. Lance was sending me copies when I was in jail for civil disobedience. And I read an article in there actually about Danny Trejo, who I enjoy his movies. He's the guy who plays Machete in the films and various other tough guys. He looks like a real badass dude. Well, he really is, you know, like as badass as he appears. He spent a number of years in a California prison, and so like when he's playing a prisoner on in the movies, he's playing Danny Trejo from real life. And he's got a really fascinating story. Anyway, it was just one of the many stories they put in Prison Legal News. And so basically what Prison Legal News does is they essentially troll prisons with this paper. They send their paper to these prisons knowing that eventually they're going to hit a prison that's, oh, you can't send that here. We only allow the Bible here at Johnny Ray's prison in Asheville, North Carolina. And so they'll get their paper banned from a prison and bam, file a lawsuit against the prison and then just rake in the cash for their organization. And at the same time, protect prisoners' rights to receive whatever mail that they want to. Let's move to the other story, though. We've got the high school cheerleaders. There's a crackdown, apparently, against them. I don't know where this is happening, but Mark has the story.
Yep. This is from Daily Caller. It's hard to wave your spirit fingers when the city shuts down the cheerleading squad's fundraising car wash to protect the environment. This is what happened at Lincoln High School. Cheerleaders trying to raise money to attend a national competition in April. The San Jose Mercury reports that local environmental officials warned the high school cheerleaders that their car wash violated the city's water discharge laws.
Is this Lincoln, Nebraska?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's near San Jose, so we
Lincoln,
had a visit.
California.
It sounds like California, doesn't it?
It's probably named after the tyrant Lincoln, so it's not really too surprising.
Yeah.
They had a visit from the City of San Jose Environmental Services Department, who said that these car washes at Hoover Middle School are in violation of water discharge laws, and therefore we had to cancel this and all future car washes, said an email that was sent out to neighborhood email lists on October the 18th.
This is truly tragic.
So now where will dirty old men in San Jose get their cars washed?
I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask. Have you guys ever gone to a high school cheerleader car wash?
When I was in high school.
Did you drive in as a car wash customer, or were you at the car wash as a car washer?
Oh, I would go have them wash my car.
I see.
So okay. I try to, whenever young people are out doing anything that looks entrepreneurial,
yeah.
I try to participate in that. I will admit
that's a good excuse
to feeling lecherous when I have gone to events like this. And I don't know if it was ever been a cheerleader one, but certainly, you know, girls soccer or girls softball has yeah. that same kind of feel to it. I don't know what
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, there were some college kids this past spring that were doing a car wash, and I went, got the car wash for like $4, and I felt as though I wasted $4. Because I used to work at a car wash, so I know the proper way to wash cars. And they didn't wash my car anywhere near
leaving
the way
streaks.
That it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
There were streaks. They didn't get my rims. They didn't get the windows properly.
I've got to say that... okay, so I'm going to go with this. My experience in New Hampshire with car washes from kids' organizations has been significantly worse than my experience
really?
In Florida at kids, you know, kids washing cars there.
Why?
Just the quality of workmanship has been worse. Maybe I'm just older and crotchier now. I missed a spot. You know, I don't
that
know.
That might be it.
It could be. It potentially is. I don't know, but...
So they shut them down, and this is it. There's no appeal. I mean, is there any more to the news?
The city intervened in response to two complaints received about
goodness.
The car wash events Lincoln High Schoolers had been holding at the Hoover Middle School. City officials reached out to school and district staff to give them information on how to prevent pollutants from entering storm drains. The city also gave some tips on how they can have legally compliant car washes. The Mercury reports,
wow.
conduct car
Make
washing.
Make sure you hire a lawyer before you go out and have your high school car wash. Just to make sure you aren't violating any ordinances.
Wow.
Yep. Ridiculous.
Apparently you've got to do it on gravel or earthen areas if possible.
Wow. All right. Thanks for sharing that with us. We'll post that on our Facebook, Twitter, Google+, etc. And we will see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.